The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
An anti-tourist protest planned for next month aims to bring the holiday island of Mallorca to a halt. Here to explain the root of the issue and how it could affect your holiday travel correspondent with the London Independent, Simon Calder. Simon, always lovely to speak to you. So this big protest is planned for 7pm on July 26th, but we're already seeing smaller sort of protests in the run-up to this big event. Can you tell me about those?
Yes, I certainly can. And first of all, I'm so sorry about the connection problems. I'm speaking to you from Newcastle upon Tyne. I thought I had a very good signal, but there we are. I'm out in the open and I will carry on as much as I can. Yes, I actually carbon date the first time I saw anti-tourism protests in the island of Mallorca was actually going back to 2015 when somebody was going around with graffiti saying tourism equals terrorism. We've had many, many other small-scale protests, including, for example, quite an entertaining kind of social media thing, or at least it entertained quite a lot of people on social media, where they went around putting fake signs up saying, you know, warning of jellyfish and things like that on popular beaches. So that has now grown into what we are told is going to be a really important collapsing of Mallorca on the 26th of July. If you are planning to go out to the island, as I am intending to do this very Wednesday, obviously people are a little bit concerned about what they will find there.
Yeah, I'm reading about messages saying stop tourism SOS that have been painted onto the tarmac on the roads between some of the really popular towns, Day and Salaire.
And the idea is these are being plastered on the, for instance, on the road between Dea and Soya. These are beautiful villages, towns, really, where they are very popular with day trippers and indeed cyclists who regard Mallorca as possibly the greatest place in Europe to cycle. And the idea is, they can't cope with any more tourists. The island has become a theme park and they cannot, and this is the crucial thing, I think, they cannot obtain decent housing. Now, I believe that that is actually getting to the nub of these protests, both in Spain and other countries as well. And that is that an awful lot of places which previously would have been the preserve of local people, apartments, for instance, in the city of Palma, the capital, are now Airbnb and similar locations. So basically, people who were renting apartments now realize that they can actually make more money by selling to tourists. And that has unbalanced everything.
Yeah, and it's interesting to read part of the protest is actually involving some of the lockboxes, which so many of us who've used Airbnb will be familiar with, that the protesters or some individuals are actually gluing shut these lockboxes. So if you arrive at this accommodation, you won't be able to access your keys. Other than that particular incident or incidents, are tourists or should tourists, Simon, be fearful of any real direct backlash if they find themselves in Mallorca and particularly in Palma over the next couple of weeks and months?
I don't think so. I mean, we've seen examples, for instance, was it last summer in Barcelona, there were tourists being pelted with water pistols. While they were just sitting in a lovely square having lunch. So, I mean, that's on the scale of unpleasant things to happen. That's fairly low down, but it's obviously disconcerting. Unbelievably, perhaps in Dublin, also seen anti-tourism slogans painted in various locations. And of course, Dublin, for the vast majority of tourists, is a very welcoming place. And crucially, of course, Mallorca, the other Balearic Islands, the Canaries, are doing really very well financially because of the our desire to go from colder northern Europe to lovely sunny islands and enjoy everything, the cuisine, the culture, the countryside, and more particularly the beaches.
The protests that we have seen in Barcelona or Ibiza or again in Mallorca, have they had any impact? Are we seeing any change in tourist behaviour? Are we seeing any moves by the authorities to limit the number of Airbnbs or to stop foreigners from coming in and buying whatever available houses are there in the region and using them as holiday homes?
Sure, yes. And I mean, you can a good place to look for how to apply remedies is actually New York City. Manhattan doesn't really have any Airbnbs because the city outlawed them. And actually, I think New York has a big accommodation problem anyway, which is why an awful lot of football fans are fed up with paying $300-$500 a night during the World Cup. But it's a remedy that is within the hands of local people, local government. Yes, say we will not accept any Airbnb, which is not kind of going back to the original slightly hippie-ish idea, which is whereby you have a spare room and you let it out to somebody for, you know, maybe €50 a night, which is absolutely fine. That's not going to do anybody out of their home. But when you've got Airbnbs on an industrial scale, and I've actually heard in Barcelona of investors buying entire apartment blocks, not to put local people in, but to put out on Airbnb, then there is a serious social problem. But having said all of that, the vast majority of the world, including here in lovely Newcastle-upon-Tyne, would love over-tourism as a problem, because inbound tourism to any location, Ireland or wherever, is the closest you can get to free money. People come in, they support jobs, they pay taxes, they help fund cultural amenities and restaurants, everything that wouldn't exist without the tourists. So,
and that's why the governments, I suppose, in those areas have been so slow to move on things like limiting Airbnb.
Yes, although, look, if you're going back to Mallorca, there's lots of lovely hotels there. There's some really quite mediocre hotels as well. I've stayed in some of them. But the whole thing is, if you're a tourist from Ireland and you are going to Mallorca and you're staying in a hotel, you are by definition exactly in a facility, a piece of infrastructure which is intended for you, as opposed to Airbnbs, which definitely aren't. So I say, over to you, Spain.
Simon Calder, travel editor with the London Independent. Thanks for speaking to us.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.